Hey y'all, I know you can relate to the concept of getting more done in less time, especially as it relates to our office settings. But so often in life and in our real life at home, we're tasked with getting so much done in very limited amount of times. In fact, finite amount of time. Think about it. The time that you walk through the door each and every day, you have a limited amount of time with your kids and with your spouse in order to get things done, but also enjoy life. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about how you can leverage ChatGPT in order to get more done at home, in order to free you up to have more time to spend with your loved ones doing the things that you actually enjoy. I know it sounds weird. ChatGPT, how can it help me in my personal life? Well, if you're asking yourself that question, you are in the perfect place. So stay tuned. We're about to dive in. Hey there. Welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. 30 hours. 30 hours of extracurricular activities this past week with our four boys. That doesn't include drive time. That's simply the practices, the school events, the sporting activities. That's what we do the minute that we're done with work. We run our kids to and from, and I love every single minute of it. In fact, I love the conversations that happen inside of the car. I love cheering them on at their sporting activities and seeing them thrive in their own environment with something that brings them joy. But on the flip side, that leaves me with limited time. And so I've had to lean into areas that allow me to be a little bit more efficient in my personal life. We talk a lot about the importance of efficiency inside of the workplace and getting more done in less amount of time. More and more businesses, more and more roles are seeing this push to drive productivity. And we're seeing that same parallel on the flip side once we get home as well. We need to get so much done. And that can seem overwhelming. And oftentimes, we feel as though we really don't have enough hours in the day. And in a sense, we feel stuck. We don't know how to maximize our time in order to spend our time doing the things that we love with the people we love. And so today, I'm super pumped to share with you 7 ideas that you can leverage ChatGPT for in order to see more productivity and increase a little bit more of that time that you have in order to spend it with your kiddos, your spouse, and those that you love. So let's go ahead and dive into the very first one. I don't know if you knew this, but this was talked about in several moms groups lately, but ChatGPT can be leveraged for meal planning and for grocery shopping. And not just meal planning of, oh, well, here, what are 7 ideas that we can have for dinner this week? No, no, you can be extremely specific in ChatGPT. Please create me a 7-day meal plan, knowing that these are the certain allergies that we have. Maybe it's gluten, dairy, what have you, or you're trying to eat a high protein diet with no carbs or minimize. You can even spell out how many carbs you would like your threshold to be at for 7 meals throughout the week, right? Be very specific, and it can come up with a custom meal plan for you that not only includes the recipe, but also can include your shopping list for those items, for those menus. So it's pretty cool. I remember having to sit on allrecipes.com. Anybody else remember this back in the day before they had an app? And I would search through, okay, what are different recipes that I could make? And search by star ratings or the things that I had in my fridge, or maybe, you know, if I was eating a specific way. No longer do you have to spend time searching and trying to source different items. You can tell ChatGPT what you want and it will spit it out exactly fitting your criteria. Now, it is machine learning, so perhaps there's times where you have to go back to it and say, clean this one up. This seems to have more carbohydrates or doesn't have enough protein in it. But you can ask not only for the meal plan for the week, you can ask it to meet dietary restrictions, including, right, your allergens, but also your macros that you're looking to achieve. And also, it will give you then the grocery list and the recipes as well. So a pretty cool feature. And an alternate to that is also going inside of your pantry. If you're like me, you buy like a ton of groceries and half of it gets eaten and half of it still sits in your pantry because it's not as cool as the next food items that you bring home with your kids. And so I have this surplus of, let's say, white rice or brown rice or chicken that I ended up throwing in the freezer. So what you can do is type in the items that you do have in your pantry or in your freezer and say, come up with a recipe for me based on these ingredients. And poof, it will come up with a recipe for you. So you can maximize what you have at home and you don't have to sit there, oh gosh, what should I be making? What shouldn't I be making? How many calories does this have? You can just throw it over to your friend ChatGPT and it will spit out exactly what you need. So that's super cool. Now, number two, I want you to think about a child who maybe wants to take their lunch each and every day. Perhaps you've thrown in menu planning in ChatGPT for that child so that you can have great meals if they want to take their lunch and it's simple and easy and it's already spit out for you and creates the shopping list. Well, fantastic. But what if that child wants little love notes in their lunchbox each and every day? Or perhaps you are the type of mom that gives affirmations every day on a little post-it note on their bathroom mirror. I myself did not do this, but I know a lot of moms that do this. Now, if you don't do this, you are in great company because there are many that do not. But for those that have the desire to write little affirmations or love notes either daily or weekly to their kids, you can simply ask ChatGPT 52 different positive affirmations for kiddos that are age 9, love soccer, and get as specific as you want so that it can spit out more specific and relevant affirmations or love notes. Now, that's 52. It can spit out 365 ideas for you as well if you wanted to do one daily. I know there's a limit to a lot of our own creativity, and so leveraging a friend who can come up with a bunch of ideas like ChatGPT can save us a lot of time. Now, again, I know that may not be up your alley, but if it is, or it's something that you've always toyed with, but you run out of ideas, it's a super fun concept, makes your kids' day, and doesn't require a whole ton on your part to come up with these innovative and unique little phrases to make your kids feel special as they open their lunchbox or when they go into their bathroom and see a little love note on their mirror. The third one is really exciting for those of us who are getting into the ages of not being able to help our kids with their homework because it is far more advanced than what you or I can even remember from our days back in elementary or middle or even high school. I remember there was once a show called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And most of the time, most adults could not answer what these fifth graders could answer when it came to the questions. And I often find myself in that same situation with my kids as they're in middle school or even later elementary stages. I'm like, I'm not quite sure how to answer that. Especially as we know, math has changed a bit from when we were in school. There's a whole new curriculum and approach to getting the same answers that we once got, but it's a little bit different. And sometimes as parents, we don't always understand how the teachers are teaching. And so if you don't have their phone number handy, I remember FaceTiming with one of our teachers. It was fantastic. It was like 8 o'clock at night and I was struggling. She was like, just FaceTime me real quick. I love that teacher so much. So Miss Lyle, if you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. But if you don't have a teacher ready to go on speed dial on FaceTime to answer the question of how do you get this answer, ChatGPT can become your new best friend. You simply enter the question from the homework into ChatGPT and ask for a detailed explanation in a third grader's reading level. Or you ask for it to simplify it for a child to understand who is age 5 or age 8 or what have you. And then if you still don't understand when ChatGPT gives you an answer, you can go back to it. Again, it's machine learning, and ask, can you please simplify this for me? I always use please. I don't know why. I always say thank you. I say, can you please? Would you help me with this, please? Oh, thank you. This is lovely. And it always responds with very nice manners as well. Nonetheless, this is a really helpful way to make sure that your kids know how to do their homework, but also to make sure that you know how to assist them in the future as well. Now, word of warning, this is not a recommendation for your kids to go get their homework questions answered on ChatGPT. This is for you as the working mom to be able to really understand, how should I be helping my kid to understand in a way that the school district is teaching it? So that's my tip for you, and a little soapbox about not using this to get answers to the homework, but really understanding the why and the method of which you get those answers. The fourth way that you can use ChatGPT is to create an organizational or cleaning system for your house with just 5 minutes each and every day. With 30 hours of time being spent each week in sporting activities or school programs, I have limited amounts of time. Yet I know that a clean house is really important to me, and I want to make sure that I'm staying up on things that might get missed. Sure, it's easy to make sure that things are picked up by the end of the day and clean the counters and sweep the floor, anything that you might visibly see. But what about those areas that kind of get pushed to the back burner? Maybe it's scrubbing the bathtub or cleaning the shower or perhaps even organization of your pantry, right? These are great things to ask ChatGPT and say, hey, come up with a monthly routine for home organization or home cleaning that requires only 5 minutes each day. This is a really good way to stay on top of things and not let it kind of fade to the back burner, and then all of a sudden you have all of these organizational or cleaning tasks that need to be done in one day before you have a party. Oh yes, I'm raising my hand. I've been there, done that. So this is just a cool way to stay on top of things with just 5 minutes. And to be honest with you, most of those 5 minutes can be assigned to your children. I am a big proponent that children can do for themselves. Yes, you may need to manage them a little bit, but what we're doing by assigning these tasks to them is helping them to create ownership, accountability, and independence. And so these 5 minutes, whether you do them or your child does them, is a really great way to stay organized and to stay ahead of your cleaning schedule so it doesn't all come down on you and stress you out at the last minute. Now, I know a lot of working moms that I talk with and work with often tell me they don't have time to work out. It's so hard. We're so busy and being pulled in a lot of different directions. But the fifth way you can leverage ChatGPT is to create your own quick home workout. Now, I know you can certainly go to YouTube and you can go to different places, but if you ask ChatGPT, what are 10-minute workouts that I can do at home with these pieces of equipment? List what you have. Maybe it's resistance bands. Maybe it's dumbbells. You have 5-pound dumbbells, 10-pound dumbbells. Maybe you have a treadmill at your home. List the items that you have and ask it to create a workout routine for you for the next week for 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes is better than no minutes if that's something that you're striving for. You can even ask ChatGPT to link to videos or to cite a source of where they can watch these workout videos as well. Now, keep in mind, I believe at this point, it only goes back to 2021. So any newer or more recent content, it may not be able to pull, but it's a great starting point. So you don't have to think like, oh, I have this equipment. I don't really know what to do with it. And I certainly don't have time. And what's 10 minutes? Is there even a workout for 10 minutes? Let ChatGPT create it for you. And then all you have to do is follow along with it. And if you have 10 minutes, even if you're working out with your kids, that's a great memory that you're making with them. And you can even let ChatGPT know, hey, I'm going to be working out with an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old. Modify this so that we can both do it together. It's a really great way to, again, maximize the time that you have with your kids. Now, the sixth way you can leverage ChatGPT is for those date nights that perhaps you can't really get out of the house for. Now, I remember when all of our kids were young, nobody could stay home alone. The cost of a babysitter was through the roof. And when I found a really good babysitter, I wanted to make sure that she was paid really well. And so we only used her on certain occasions here and there. One, because we didn't have the resources. We weren't far enough in our career to have resources to do this frequently. And also, we wanted to be home with the kids. So we ended up having dates at home. Most of the time, one of us fell asleep before we really even had meaningful conversation or halfway through the movie. So it was a nice effort, but it didn't always work for us. Back then, we didn't have ChatGPT. Now, you as parents and working moms do have the advantage of ChatGPT, so you can toss in the different things that you guys enjoy doing and ask it to recommend date nights for you to do at home. And then you carve out that time inside of your schedule to be able to do those little date nights. Maybe the kids go to bed a little bit earlier. Maybe, gasp, I know, you give them an iPad so that they can be entertained for 30 minutes while you and your spouse or your husband spend that time making meaningful connections through a date that was created and curated through ChatGPT. So one fun way that you can leverage it so that you don't have to sit there and think, oh, what should we do? We'll just watch a movie again tonight. Oh, ho-hum. Everybody falls asleep. Nobody's satisfied with the relationship and where it's at because we haven't been able to really connect. And so ChatGPT can become your best friend and maybe a little bit of marital advice as well. And the seventh way you can leverage ChatGPT to maximize your time is by party planning. We all have to throw parties. If we have kids, we know that we're going to have a party for our kids. Or we know that, you know, your father or father-in-law is going to turn 60, 70 years old, and you are tasked with the responsibility of putting a party together. This is easy to do when you have a friend who loves to brainstorm like ChatGPT. Simply throw in all of the details. This is a party for 8-year-olds, and these are the things that this 8-year-old loves to do. And from there, have it come up with 30 different themes that you can pick from. If you don't like it, go back and ask him for more, or maybe be more specific in your request. It'll come up with a few ideas. You pick one of those, and then you start asking more questions. You dig in and say, great, create a menu for me of all of the food items that would align with this theme. Cool, now you've got your menu. Create 10 different activities that we can do at this party that relate to the theme. Cool, now you've got your activities, and so on and so forth. My father-in-law turned 70 years old and I was toying with ChatGPT and I'm like, hey, here's what the party is. He's turning 70. Here are the things that he likes. Tell me what things to do would be in a 50-mile radius from this zip code that relate to any of his likes or interests. And they came up with a bunch of different topics. And then I went so far as to say, give me 20 different items that I can order to decorate my house that align with this theme and provide links. And it did. Now, some of those links, again, were not always accurate because when the link was live in 2020, that same link may not be live now in 2023. So just something to think about, but it was a cool start to what kind of decorations we could have, what sorts of activities we could have, or even what are the meal options that we could provide that would align with the theme. So make it your own party planning expert and leverage ChatGPT for that as well. Whether you're leveraging ChatGPT for increased efficiency or just using it as a brainstorming source for getting more done, I think this could be a really viable tool for working moms as we continue to be tasked with more work, whether at home or in the workplace, and really having less time, or at least at the very least, a finite amount of time to get things done. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at lacyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.